All right, BT and Sal back on the Fan. It's 102 here. Let's get back to your calls. As what kind of mindset should Jet fans adopt going into the season? I mean, I know we're all hungry. Is it, you know, well, let's see what happens. I don't want to get burned again, or screw it. I'm all in. I know no other way. That's me. I'm all in. I know no other way. Others are different. Need a little, you know, I was talking to Joe off. I went in to go say hi to Beningo this morning. I said, Joe, you ready for the season? You know, of course, usual Joe speak. You know, I got to see what happens. You know, I take nothing for granted. You know, all the stuff that you would think that Joe would utter on the air, he utters the same thing off the air. So that's Joe's approach. That works for Joe. That doesn't work for me. It doesn't work for me. So we're talking about that. Also, you know, again, you know, I don't know if you guys saw this, but things getting fiery. I love this. Getting fiery again with the Giants and the Lions here. Malik Nabers was involved. Now, the video is interesting. Apparently, Connor Hughes had this. He had the video, and then he had an explanation. So apparently, Malik Nabers was running around, and it was a mess yesterday. And both Dable and Campbell said they spoke, and it was squashed, and it would be good today. It's probably worse today, right? Although, well, maybe better in the sense that the quarterback wasn't involved, but it looked like it was almost more aggressive today. So Nabers runs a route against, I forget which corner it was for Detroit, and I guess the corner got the better of him, and this, again, this is what Malik Nabers said, his interpretation. And Nabers on the way back said, hey, nice route, or, you know, good job, good win, whatever it may have been, something, you know, something short and sweet, but basically giving him props, like, nice job. And the guy wasn't having it, and he said something back to Nabers, or something to Nabers that was derogatory, and then Nabers basically mushed him and shoved him in the face, and then the quarterback just went up and started throwing haymakers, a couple that landed. And then Singletary was involved. Like, it was a big scrum, but say if it started on the 20, I'm just throwing out a yard line. I mean, it went about 20 yards downfield where Singletary was throwing some hammers too. So, Hoff, you and I were watching this together. Giants are cooking. I mean, it is some, and the Lions too, but for our purposes here, Giants are, they ain't messing around.
They're getting very feisty, which is, you know, Thursday's going to be a good first preseason game. I'm kind of excited about it. Like, I don't normally get excited for preseason games, but if they're bringing this heat every single day,
yeah,
on Thursday, forget about it. It's going to be an explosion.
Now, I love it. I think it sets a great tone. Is it, you know, but I'm going to ask the question, is it too much too soon? It's a long way to go before week one.
No, because, again, you got to remember people. I mean, listen, Nabers is not fighting for a job, not fighting for a spot. But I like to see the little attitude, the feistiness, the cockiness and stuff like that. Maybe it's more confidence I prefer, not cockiness. But yeah, regardless, these guys are fighting for jobs, so let it happen. Let's see who wants to be on this team. Who's going to protect your boy, you know?
Yeah, I can't wait for football season, man. I am starving for it. And I'm not, you know, Sal and I always the same thing. We're not in a rush for the summer to go away, but I can't wait. Now, a lot of that is also fueled by what I think is going to be an amazing Jets season. But even with Geno or whatever, like I can't wait. Like, football season, there's nothing like it. Oh my God! You know, first of all, the schedule, because the football, like you talk about being a dad, right? And how if you go through this, but like the baseball schedule, and there's nothing I love more than that. But the youth baseball schedule is nuts, nuts, right? I think my son played 75 games this year. He's 9. 75, or actually 81, pardon me. That's a lot. All right. So, but football, you know, do tackle this year. That's only like 7 or 8. And then we'll do a travel, but local, you know, 9-game baseball season, USABL. No practices, just to keep the kids on the field once a week and keep them sharp. But it's less of a juggle. So what I say this because, you know, now I'm not getting up at like 6 in the morning to drive to Adventure Sport, again, which I love, to drive to Adventure Sports to be there in the searing heat, you know, for a double or a triple header, and getting home at 9 o'clock at night and do the same thing. Like, now I can wake up and a little bit more at my leisure and go get the roast beef and the mozzarella and get ready to, you know, stuff my face and watch football. Like, it's a different energy. Oh, I can't wait. I cannot wait. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal. Let's get back to the calls. Eric in Matterville. Eric, what's happening?
Yo, my man, BT, what's up?
What's going on, Eric? How you doing?
Good. Well, I've called many times. I'm a Yankee Jet fan, just like you. Yeah. And in years past, I would hope that the Yankees would get me through October. Obviously, they haven't. And the Jets could never get us through September. So With that being said,
remember that there were, remember this, Eric. Think about it, Eric. Hold on, Eric. There was like 3 years in a row. I think the Jets at one point had stretched out to like 0-14 or 0-15 in September.
I think the last 3 years, wasn't it?
Well, they got one. No, they got some last year. But yeah, I mean, before that, it was crazy. Oh my God,
that was it. It was gross to be a Jet fan. I mean, it really still is. But BT, I am all in, man.
Nice.
34 more days to Monday. Let's go. J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
I love
it. We're unkillable.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Thought we died last year. Nope, unkillable, still here. I got some road trips, too, going to Tennessee in week two. I just put some stuff on my IG page and my X page. Tennessee, London for the Jets Vikings trip that I'll run, and Sunday night in Pittsburgh. I've never seen a game in Pittsburgh. I'm pumped to go to Heinz Field. That's going to be a lot of fun. Hoff, let's do a little quick exercise here. Just say yes or no. I don't need any, long-winded explanation. Yankees, playoffs, yes or no?
Yes.
Mets, playoffs, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Jets, playoffs, yes or no?
Yes.
Giants, playoffs, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Knicks.
Yes.
I mean, obviously. Rangers.
Yes.
Okay. So, now that's yours. All right, I'm going to do my own thing here. Yankees, yes. Mets, no. Jets, yes. Giants, no. Knicks, Rangers, absolutely. Boom, boom. So, I mean, hey, the worm's turning a little bit here on the New York sports scene. It's turning a little bit. A lot of optimism for a lot of these teams here. Mike, and by the way, I mean, a lot of people think the Mets are going to get there. Hop's one of them. Mike's in Nyack. Mike, what's up?
Hey, BT, I've been waiting for you and Beningo and Fireman Ed to come out batting your chest this year. 13 wins? Is that what you said?
I said 12 or 13.
Oh, come on, man. Listen, let me ask you a question. If you took how many? If you made the second string quarterback the quarterback for the whole year, how many wins do you think you got
this year? Well, hold on, this year or last year? Because I think if they had Tyrod Taylor last year, they probably would have won 10.
Okay, what would you think they would win this year if they had him?
10.
You're at 10 still. Okay.
Yeah,
what about teams that are around 500 with that are almost playoff bound? How do you, if you're in a game like a coaching off, you give Salah the favor?
No, I don't.
See, that's my problem with the Jets is last year going into it.
Yep.
I want to see 12 wins, but when it gets down to the nitty gritty, I don't trust the backup quarterback and I don't trust the coach off. I'd like to see them come out week one of the preseason and try to put up 41 points every week.
Well, that makes no sense. But that last part about that's ridiculous.
They need an identity.
Not in the preseason. I get everything but that. Thank you for the call, Mike. Here's the thing. So you're worried about the backup quarterback. You're worried about the head coach. Well, potentially good news. The backup quarter might not matter. Potentially bad news or very much bad news. You can't work around the head coach. He's going to be coaching. Coaches don't get hurt, but coaches don't get hurt and miss games. He will be coaching. And there are limitations. Listen, maybe this is the year Robert Saleh shoves it down our throat. I don't anticipate it. I don't think he's a very good coach. I don't. For a multitude of reasons. The in-game stuff, the leadership, I think it's too loose, man. I think his ship is too loose. That thing's got to be tightened up. And the problem is I think it's too late for him to tighten it up because he's already kind of created a template of, he's a player's coach. And if you come in and try to be something that you haven't been, it's not going to work. It's just human nature doesn't work. So that's a problem. Yeah, I mean, I don't understand. Like, when somebody says, hey, what do you think the Jets are going to do this year, right? I have to base it on the fact that I think Rodgers is going to be healthy. All right, so let's start with that. And then the next part of that is, well, at this stage of his career, based on his age, based on the last time you saw him with Green Bay, based on how you think he'll be coming off the ruptured Achilles, what do you anticipate? I mean, I don't think he's going to be, vintage, amazing all-time MVP Rodgers. Do I think he could throw 25, 26, 27 touchdowns? Yeah, I do. Do I think he's going to throw a minimal amount of picks? Yes, I do. And another thing, too, as much as we fixate on Rodgers, You know what's going to be nice, Hoff? Think about this. You know what might actually, this might actually happen. We might actually get blessed with this situation. You ready? I'm going to surprise everybody with something that never happens for this team. But when it does, it's generally a good thing. The Jets' defense is amazing, right? It's amazing. It's on paper, statistically, it's amazing. Top five, we all know that. You know what the Jets' defense is going to actually have a chance to do this year? Anybody know? Take a guess. Play with a lead. You know, not be on the field for 39 minutes and have this huge discrepancy in terms of time of possession, which obviously impacts negatively the fourth quarter. You know, and by the way, if you have a great pass rush, but you never have a lead, you can't pin your ears back. But I don't even think we've seen the next level of this Jets defense. I think there's more. So, yes, I'm excited. I'm encouraged. Some might say I'm delusional. That's fine. It's all right. And I'm not sitting here saying that Zach Wilson's going to go 13-4. Sitting here saying I think that Rodgers and the Jets will win 12 or 13 games and win the division. Like, I don't think that's crazy. Let me get Juan Lake Grove. What's happening, Juan?
Hey, I've been listening to all the talk about the Jets today. I'm 68 years old and Jet fan my whole life, so I remember the only Super Bowl. You know what? I gave up on expectations and aspirations. Last
That's
time
depressing.
I had them was when we had Parcells.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward. Like you said, they got a great defense. They can make the playoffs. If they can get this, Aaron stays healthy and the defense is playing with the lead, they could do so much more. And they have a chance. I'm not going to lose sleep over it right now. I grew up a Jet fan. All my friends when I was growing up were Giant fans. Being Hispanic, my father was not a football fan, so I didn't grow up a football fan. I grew up a baseball fan.
Gotcha.
So I became a Jet fan only because it was when I got old enough to see it. It was Joe Willie, and he was cool, so I became a Jet fan.
Yeah, well, yeah, smart decision for a year, and then horrendous decision for the rest of your life.
they had some interesting points there when they got my hopes up high.
No, I know. I get it. I mean, I do. Thanks for the call there, Juan. I do think that the Jets' history. I mean, I'm not talking about the last 14 years, which is the biggest drought in North American team sports, playoff drought. That's real. But I do think that the Jets' history has been a little hijacked and a little overblown, like how bad they are. Like, off top of your head, worst franchise, Jets or the Mets? Who's worse?
Jets.
It's the Mets. It's not even close to me.
Oh.
No, I'm saying to me. Like, I think it's the New York Mets. I think the Mets have delivered fewer, hopeless and pathetic seasons than the Jets have. I really do.
The Jets haven't been in the playoffs in over a decade.
Well, I'm talking about recent history has not been kind, but I'm saying in totality.
The Mets at least have gone to, the World Series a few times and lost.
No, I know, but think about this. And maybe it's just because football is more popular. Like, the Jets are more of a national punchline than the Mets. Would you agree with that? Nationally.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, all right. So the Jets are more of a punchline than I think any New York. The Knicks were taking their knocks for the century, too, and rightfully so. But, you would think that the Jets were, the Lions of the early 2000s or the Arizona Cardinals for all those years. Like, the stadium's always full. And, really, you think about the Herm era. There's a lot of competitive seasons. I'm not saying that they were amazing, but I'm looking at it now. 11-5, 8-8, 9-7, 9-7, 10-6, 10-6, 9-7, 10-6, 9-7, 8-8, 12-4, 9-7. Now, most of those years were in succession. I omitted one or two. But, yeah, I actually think that the Mets have been a worse franchise. I do. But I think it's easy because, nationally football is more popular, as I said. Maybe the Jets have delivered more comical moments. The butt fumble, Belichick's resignation, Keyshawn with the book. But no, I actually think the Jets have been a better franchise than the Mets.
They they're all in years. The times where they try to go for like the Brett Favres, the Aaron Rodgers that we're in right now.
Yeah.
Like, it seems bigger. Still the same result, though. Well, they still don't win anything.
But they were 9-7 with Rodgers, and they were 7-1 or 8-1 or 8-2 at one point, and they beat the Pats.
With Favre?
Yeah, I said with Rodgers. My fault. Yeah, with Favre. They got hurt.
You're right, but again, it still does. The culmination is still the same end result that they make the playoffs.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, like, you look at, like, the New York Jets, the crazy thing is that this run has been the worst run in Jets history. But, like, if you look at the Mets history, this is a while ago, but I'm talking history, in the 70s was by far worse than anything that the Jets put out there. I mean, you're talking about after the 73 World Series when the Mets lose to the A's, right? You're talking about, let's see, and then even into the 80s. So, in 1977, the Mets had 64 wins. In 78, they had 66. In 79, they had 63. In 80, they had 67. I mean, they were worse.
What year was Boomer on the Jets?
Boomer was there in 93, 94, 95, I want to say.
And who was his coach again?
We had Kotite for a little bit.
Yeah.
Not the whole time.
Enough said, though.
What do you mean enough said?
He was around for the Kotite era.
So it's just bag on Boomer Day?
No. You're going to 70s and saying, oh, look how bad these teams were.
Yeah.
The Kotite era was maybe the worst era of all time.
Okay, hold on. True. But how many years did Rich Kotite actually coach the Jets?
Doesn't make a difference.
It does.
Why?
Because eras are defined by length. How many years did Kotite coach the Jets?
Was he there for 2-3 years?
It was 2 years.
Okay.
He went 3-13, and then he went 1-15, and then you know what happened? Parcells came in the next year and automatically won 9 games. And then the next year, they were in the AFC Championship game when they won 12 times.
When's the last time they won the Super Bowl?
But that's a lazy answer.
But the Mets we could beg on the Mets as much as possible.
I'm just saying,
you're talking about which franchise is worse. The Jets won in 69. They haven't sniffed the Super Bowl since. The Mets have been,
they've been in 3 AFC Championship games since then.
But the Mets won a Super Bowl. Mets won a World Series in 86, and they've been to 2 others since then.
Understood.
Actually, 3 others since 69.
And understood. 73, yeah. 2000, and 2015.
Yeah. And they've been to the championship games, too. They've been other places as well. So if you want to do it that way, again, who's more the butt of the joke? They're basically even, dude.
Well, okay. Well, maybe that's the... Okay, there you go. Let's put the difference in. Maybe I'm not saying it's not close, Huff. You know what? Somebody... I don't have the time to do this, although there's probably some, you know, just button that you can hit to, like, filter through this stuff. I would really love to know. Let's take out the 69 Super Bowl and the 69 World Series win for the Mets. And from every year forward, because obviously 16 games versus 162, winning percentage. I'd love to know the winning percentage. Somebody do this for me, please. I'm going to say the Jets have a slightly better winning percentage.
When you come back from vacation, I'll have an answer. So next week.
It's going to take you a week to crunch those numbers?
I'm not going to be able to figure that out in the next 40 minutes. I mean, I should try to, but I'm not going to.
But you're
to.
Not going to.
No.
I got you. 888-808-1019. I believe in so much in the Jets, we're going to have to bet the over on their win total this year. You know where I'm going to do that? That's right. FanDuel is the best place to bet the games this summer, baseball, whatever. It's America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get $150 back in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Then bet it all on your favorite international team if you want in all the sports, hoops, badminton, soccer, swimming. FanDuel has it all. Don't miss your chance to score $150 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. We love the app around here. I've told you about FanDuel for 5 years. They've treated me great. I love it. Safe and secure. And when you win, you get paid right away. I mean, that's what it's about. And you want to know where your money is. And with FanDuel, you don't have to wonder. It's right there. You win. It's there. Just visit FanDuel.com/BT. You don't have to jump through hoops to get it like some other places you do. Sign up and start going now. Bet the games today with FanDuel.com/BT. Make every moment more. FanDuel's the official partner of WFAN. Also physically present in New York. You must be 21 plus. As well, first online real money wager only, $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is now a drawable bonus bet that expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. And for help with a gambling problem, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY.
Call of the Day with Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
All right. It is, of course, the BT and Sal Call of the Day brought to you by Ramsey Mazda, Clipper, Paramus, New Jersey. What's going on, buddy?
The last championship was the New York City Football Club. We haven't won anything in years.
Mm-hmm.
Pump the brakes with these names. They're all great players. What do we watch these games for? We want championships. We haven't won one since the Giants, if you really count real sports and take away soccer. Right? Think about it.
Yeah.
We're not the town and city of champions.
I didn't say that we were.
Well, you're listing all these great names of New York City sports stars. They're great names, but none of them have led to a championship.
Well, but hold on. I used the terminology, a galaxy of superstars, which is very different than champions. I mean, I'm not sure. Unless you're not wrong, Clipper. Everybody knows our history here. I'm not sure. What are you getting at? I don't know what you mean.
I'm getting at it's great to get all these players and all these names, and it brings the fans in to watch these names and players. But I want to see some championships.
So
I've been a Knick, Ranger, Jet fan for my whole life.
Me too. The championships, of course, that's the objective. But I'll tell you this. Look at the arrows. All right, let's look at these arrows. Knicks, arrow up. Rangers, arrow up. Anytime I bring up the Jets, I've always, you know, always got to preface it. Well, but, you know, yes, but. But the Jets, I mean, arrow up. Don't forget about the Yankees. It's up. Jazz. All right, so that was, I think that was the call, like, right after we found out that Brunson was named captain, right? And then I just started, you know, I just got hit with the news, you know, in real time. But I started thinking out loud about some of the great, and I used the term, the galaxy of superstars. Like, think about some of the players we have now. And we've always had great players on some level. Like, even you go back to, like, when the Islanders were winning four straight and some of those great names. And at that point, like, the Knicks were past their prime. You know, they were gone, Frazier and Reed. Seaver was gone. Yankees had a bunch of names. Lawrence Taylor was there with the Giants in the early stages. He was amazing. You know, so Klecko, Hall of Famer for the Jets. So we always have, you know, amazing players. But you have Aaron Judge, best player I've ever seen. He's the best player I've ever seen. Soto, Brunson, Shesterkin, Hughes. Yeah, I mean, it's early. Don't get me wrong. Sauce and Garrett, those are early reads. Rodgers, in terms of an all-timer with a legacy. There's a litany of stars, galaxy of superstars. Garrett Cole, it's quite awesome. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal. But, yeah, of course, it's different than the championship. Let me get Michael in Plainview. Mike, what's happening?
Long time no speak since basketball season.
All right.
So you were talking about Salah. I agree with you. I do not like Salah. And how I gauge a head coach is, how many games does your head coach win for you? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, do you think that he wins games on his coaching ability?
Well, I know you don't think that. Well, Mike, I'm not hanging up on you. Let me kind of boil that down. I think I can make a little bit more sense or fit better here. Because I don't know, like, even the great Bill Belichick, can I concretely point out and say he absolutely won this game? I don't know. I think a good measurement of a head coach is how many games do you win that you're not supposed to? And how many games do you avoid losing that you really have no business losing? And on both of those measurements, Salah does not grade out well at all.
As I said, I agree with you. Whether you shine up what I'm saying or not, mm-hmm. I agree with you. Now, you even said before when Parcells came, they were a single win team and they won nine games and they were competitive.
Oh yeah, highly.
So highly competitive. And you know what? If Belichick came to the Jets, they would be competitive. Now, don't bash my Mets. I know you're a big Yankee fan, but I'm also 68.
Okay.
And my allegiances were created when I was 12 years old. So who was winning? The Jets, the Mets, right? The Knicks.
Yep.
And the Rangers.
I got you.
The Rangers always did well. So you know what happened? They all tanked. So when you say that the Mets are better or a worse team than the Jets, and a worse team than the Knicks, you know what? You put them all together, they all stink.
Yeah.
And I know that as a fan.
Yeah.
They all stink. Now, listen, the Yankees, if you look in the, you know, when you look at the Hoss Clark days, they were horrible in the late 60s, early 70s.
I know.
They got better. They got better in the 80s, but they still had all those championships.
Yeah.
I can't, as a Met fan, I can't compete with that. I can't compete with that. The Yankees are a better franchise.
Yep.
However, you know, I can't. You know, I can't compete with that.
No, but I got you. I have a question for you though. Why you said, you know, at age 12, like my teams were. I already knew way before I was 12 what teams I was rooting for. How come it took you so long?
I was like a fat kid. I moved to the neighborhood. I started becoming an athlete when I was like 12 or 13 years old.
Got it.
My friend Will and I would play basketball in the snow.
All right. In the snow. Yard, basketball.
You know?
Okay.
In Brooklyn.
I got
Brooklyn.
You.
I lived in Sheepshead Bay.
Yeah, I'm saying what park were you playing at? You said you played where?
I played in the park at 209. You know, that was Avenue Z and Coney Island Avenue.
Everybody played
ball. You can get in the middle of the summer.
Yeah.
You're able to get a 10-on-10 softball game there. While you're waiting to play, you could play basketball or paddleball there.
Oh, I know.
A whole neighborhood of kids that you don't find anymore.
No, Mike, those days.
Listen,
man, I could do this all day with you. You sound like an awesome guy. Listen, I heard this all from my dad. Trust me, I know. My dad was telling me recently that the day of his wedding, he played stickball for money. I mean, the day of my wedding, I was in Florida. We got married in Boca Raton. That's where we actually had our wedding. Like, I mean, think about the different worlds. You know, and we both grew up in Brooklyn. He's still there, my mom. But the day of his wedding, he played stickball for a few bucks with his buddies. That they played all that. Now, I think that, you know, we've talked about this. I think that my generation, even though I wasn't a stickball guy, we played tennis ball, wiffle ball, I mean, all day. But we didn't play stickball per se. We'd have the yellow wiffle ball bat, you know, cut out the hole and put newspaper in it, make it wet, and so it was nice and heavy. And then we taped that thick gray tape around it on the barrel, all that stuff. But I think that my generation's the last generation that just, I think, that pretty much just walked out of the house and said, all right, I don't mean when you're 7, but like, you know, 10, 11. All right, I'll be home in 6 hours. I'm going to play ball if we weren't playing on our street. And it was like, okay, see you. Just come home for dinner. You know, I know it doesn't happen now. And I feel like I'm, Hoff, you're 40.
I'm 42. I was on the last era of it.
Okay, so you're maybe the last official era.
You know what? We walked around with beepers.
Oh, I had a beeper too. Oh, the beeper.
So I used to get the, some random number from my parents giving me like the middle finger and stuff like that. Like, get home. This code means get home now.
911. You got a call.
Basically.
Yeah. And it was never an emergency. I remember one time, who didn't have the beeper? I had the beeper and coming back from a summer baseball game in the Bronx, right? And I'm on the East River Drive and my buddy Jimmy, who was not on this team, he pages me and it's like 911. I get off the East River Drive to call him. He's like, yo, what are we doing tonight? I'm like, oh my God, what are we doing tonight? We're going to go and drink beer. What do you think we're going to do?
Same thing we do every night.
Exactly. All right, 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan. Dating on your phone, banking on your phone, news on your phone, ordering lottery tickets on your phone. You can do that as well with Jackpocket, and it's never been easier. Right now, Powerball, Mega Millions, daily games like Pick 3 and Pick 4 right at your fingertips. Jackpocket users have already won over $480 million in prizes, and we've had over 40 millionaires. Now's your shot. Download the Jackpocket app and use code RADIO for a free ticket on them. Gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. Must be 18 or older to play the lottery. Physically present in New York or New Jersey. Eligibility restrictions to apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Enter promo code at checkout for $2. Non-withdrawable credit. Terms at jackpocket.com/TOS/free-ticket-promo. All right, BT and Sal back on the Fan 145. Let's get back to these calls. Jumping around a little bit. 888-808-1019 is the number. Let me get Matthew, who's on Long Island. Matt, what's happening?
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
I was just, you guys said it was going to take you a week to get the stats for the Jets and the Mets, so I pulled them up already.
Okay.
to my surprise, since I'm a huge Yankee fan and a Jet fan, the Mets are actually the top in the top 15 of baseball for win percentage since 1970. They're 4.98, and the Jets are all the way in the bottom half of football with a 4.27, all the way in 23rd.
So you said from since 1970. So 49% to 42%. The Mets have won 49, Jets 42.
Yes, sir.
Well, good math.
Yeah, Mets are a lot higher than I expected. Yankees, of course, top of baseball with 56%.
Yeah, well, you know how that goes.
Yeah, well, just wanted to,
I appreciate that, Matt. Thank you. Here's what I don't get, though. Huff, why was he able to do that in 6 minutes? You tell me you're going to have it in 2 weeks.
Well, that was my way of saying I wasn't going to do it. And then I was doing other things behind the scenes, but everyone else decided to do it for me. So it was good. Listen, this is a way that the fans interact with me. Yeah. I appreciate it.
By doing your job?
Yeah. I asked Tony back there, but he was lazy.
So he's still playing Roblox back there is what he's doing.
For like about 3.5 hours so far. Today.
I know. I don't understand that. I mean, I understand it, but that game looks so stupid to me, and kids love it.
It's the worst.
What is it? What's the appeal?
Well, I mean, it's different type of games, and they get to play together. Like, so he's probably playing with a bunch of friends from town.
Already at age six?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Listen, I'm happy he's not playing the games you used to play back in the day, like Kill Joey.
What?
They used to have games like Kill Joey, John the Axe Murderer. Those are fun games.
It might be a little bit early here. It says, according to blah, 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 Roblox's age rating is T for teen. Generally suitable for teens age 13 and older, A6.
Well, he's been playing for about 3 years. You know, 3 years right now.
Well, that's even worse.
I'm just saying. I'm not a great parent.
My kids play.
I told Dove, I'm not a very good parent. Oh. I'll openly admit to it. I give him a lot of things. Not a great parent.
Well, that's good to offer up there. Is it too late to change?
No, but I don't know if I'm going to do it.
It's about surviving and advancing, right?
Dude, I told that to somebody the other day. I go, listen, your issues, you're single, you don't have kids, you don't have anything.
Yeah.
My issues are so different.
Oh,
like,
my God,
I just need to like move on my day. So if he needs to go, like, go to the bathroom behind the tree, I'm gonna let him do it.
100%. Here's a Gatorade bottle if we're on the road.
Yeah, let's go.
You gotta learn at some point, buddy. Whip it out and that's small. It's going to fit in the cup. Don't worry. He's 8, 9 years old.
We're good. We're good.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's true, though. Let me get Jose in the Bronx. Jose, what's going on, bud?
BT, what's good? I'm glad that I came on right after that guy. I have a comment about that, but I want to stick to what the producer told me. You know who I think the Giants should actually try to go under? Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah.
Now, listen to my reason why I say that.
Okay.
Listen, we can lock this guy up. Maybe we could give him a 3 years guaranteed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we get him and give him maybe, a second round? Can we get, like, fourth round, a second and a fourth? And will they send it to him? And then we can lock him up. And then we look at, now we're loading up on wide receivers.
Jose, I don't hate it, but it's past that. It looks like the Giants missed the window, or the Jets, if the Jets had interest as well. It looks like the Patriots and the Browns are the two teams that have already been deep in discussions with the Niners to the points where they've already agreed on whatever the trade parameter would be.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, and now I just saw this. I'm a big Amari Cooper fan. Could also be included in a potential deal with the Browns. Quote, Browns have been interested in Ayuk for quite some time. Now it's about trade comp and the actual comp for Ayuk in terms of a new contract. Yeah, and the Patriots. I don't know why the Patriots would do that now. The Browns would make more sense than the Pats. They're terrible, the Pats.
I actually think the Giants would make more sense.
Well, I'm not saying they wouldn't. I'm just saying they're not involved, that it's probably too late. So I'm not saying it's not a good idea, but it's not going to happen. Mm.
All right, and my last comment is that guy that said he was a bad dad, I'd watch my wife. I think she might cheat on you.
Whoa! Hey, well, what?
Well, watch that. This was a bad husband.
I mean, yeah, there's a difference, dad and husband here, Jose.
I'm not a great husband either. But
what are you good at? You got workers doing your job. You're not a good dad. What the hell are you good at?
I show up to work every day.
You do. You show up late, but you show up.
Ask Dove what I do. I don't know. Dove, what am I good at?
Yeah. You know what you're good at? You're good at calming me and him down when we get worked up.
No, that's fun.
That you're good at.
I really wanted to go the other way.
Yeah,
I want to get it feisty. Feisty's good.
Well, you know, what do you have to do more? Rev us up or rev me down?
Rev down.
Exactly. Dove, what were you, imagine growing up as in Dove's household. Oof.
Very feisty in Dove's household, from what I understand.
Dove, did the kids have any wiggle room to have any fun?
On whose definition, theirs or mine?
Theirs.
No.
Yours.
Yes, plenty. And by the way, as they got older, I think they appreciate it.
I could see that. No, well, I think that that's a very true statement. There's things that my dad did I couldn't stand in real time that I'm so thankful that he did. So I get that part for sure. I get it. But we'll ask him just in case you're wrong. Let me get Jimmy's in West Harrison. We were doing a lot of Pete Alonso earlier. What's up, Jim?
There's only one person to blame on a Pete Alonso situation.
Oh.
And that's himself.
Yeah.
Himself.
True.
He was offered a decent, very decent contract compared to what other premium first basemen are getting paid. So he was offered a good contract, good place to be in New York, do all the ads, all the other extra stuff. And then what does he decide to do? He decides to hire Boris. The most demanding what's the word I'm looking for?
Agent.
That's it. Agent. And now, poor me. God damn it! We gave you an opportunity.
But Jim, here's
the
thing.
One place to blame is him.
Well, I agree. He's the one in the batter's box, right? But let's not. I'm not saying you blame it on Boris. I'm blaming it on Boris. But Juan Soto's got Boris. How's he doing? He's doing pretty well. Not getting his way. Looks pretty good. Yeah, I mean, but the one thing, though, about, you said this about, doing all the commercials and the deal. Like, first of all, I don't think that Pete has that kind of appeal. Like, you tell me Pete's going to be out there for some pickup truck? Okay. I mean, wasn't he doing that, DoorDash? Didn't he have a Domino? He had something where I remember he answered the door in, polar bear slippers and maybe that was just an SNY thing. I don't even know. Like the robe. Remember that?
I do remember. I thought it was a commercial or something like that.
I think it was too. I'm sure I saw it on SNY a bunch. But I mean, I don't think Pete's got any real commercial appeal. You don't even see Aaron Judge doing commercials, really. And you don't have to be here anymore. That is a misnomer. There was a long time, the appeal of New York, hey, come to Madison Avenue, get the deals, get the billboards, Madison Avenue's been mobile for 20 years. You could be anywhere. Dave's up in the Bronx, probably the final call today. What's up, Dave?
Hey, Brent. What's going, Brandon? I just had a question, or actually, if you could settle a debate. Me and my partner for the member guest, he's got an old handicap from a couple of years ago, but it's still valid.
Doesn't
record the scores. I mean, what do you think? Is that legit? Can you take a guy like that to a member guest that doesn't...
First of all, what's he playing to? What's his index?
It's like a... 16.
Yeah, you don't want to take him. He stinks. Why would you take him? He's no good. Pass. I'll take him.
Why? You have a low index?
No. No, but I'm not. No, but nobody's taking me either.
No, but these things are all.
I'm teasing.
You add them with my four. Whatever. It goes by.
No, Dave. I'm totally messed. Trust me. I get it. You're getting strokes. And trust me. I understand. I understand that. But. Now, is he...
I golf not very well,
but I love the game. Let me ask you this. So, he's about a 16 right now, and he hasn't really updated the handicap in a while. Has he played a lot in the last few years? Has he gotten better or worse, I guess is what I'm saying?
I think so.
You think he's gotten better?
I know so.
Well, then you got a ringer. Then you got to bring him.
He's at 16 at my place, but let me ask you: do you record all your scores?
I don't.
I'm on the gin. I don't.
What's the deal? I don't. Just because I don't really play in events, because a lot of the events at my club are on Saturday mornings, and I'm going to games. I'm coaching. I'm watching my kids. That's my world, and there's nowhere else I'd rather be. It's the best, and I don't have that forever. I could be a bad golfer for the rest of my life and finish 39th in a tournament. But I would think if he hasn't been recording and he's still around a 16+, 16-17, but he's gotten a little bit better, now you got a ringer. Now that's perfect. No, but I don't record. Not that I never have. I actually think, ironically, I think it says 16.7 on mine at my place. Who the hell knows? I mean, half the time I cheat, half the time whatever. Just getting out there and just playing to have fun, you know? Now I'm playing righty. I have to play lefty for this. And I got it. It's not terrible, but I'm not really recording those scores. I'm just playing when I can. All right. Hey, I'm off tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. Fantastic. What are you going to do? Go to the beach, play golf? No, it's going to pour every day. Yay. Let me get Jimmy's in West Harrison. We were doing a lot of Pete Alonso earlier. What's up, Jim?
There's only one person to blame on a Pete Alonso situation.
Who?
And that's himself.
Yeah.
Himself.
True.
He was offered a decent, very decent contract compared to what other premium first basemen are getting paid. So he was offered a good contract, good place to be in New York, do all the ads, all the other extra stuff. And then what does he decide to do? He decides to hire Boris, the most demanding what's the word I'm looking for?
Agent?
Agent, that's it, agent. And now, poor me, poor me. God damn it, we gave you an opportunity.
All right, well, yeah, well, but Jim, here's
the
thing.
The only one place to blame is him.
Well, yeah, no, I agree. He's the one in the batter's box, right? But let's not, I'm not saying you blame it on Boris. I'm blaming it on Boris, but Juan Soto's got Boris. How's he doing? He's doing pretty well. Not getting his way. Looks pretty good. But the one thing, though, about, you know, you said this about, like, doing all the commercials and the deal. Like, first of all, I don't think that Pete has that kind of appeal. Like, you tell me Pete's going to be out there for some pickup truck? Okay. I mean, you know, wasn't he doing that, like, DoorDash? Didn't he have a Domino? He had something where I remember he answered the door in, like, polar bear slippers. And maybe that was just an SNY thing. I don't even know. Like, the robe. Remember that? Remember that?
I do remember. I thought it was a commercial or something like that.
I think it was, too. I'm sure I saw it on SNY a bunch. But, I mean, I don't think Pete's got any real commercial appeal. You don't even see Aaron Judge doing commercials, really. And you don't have to be here anymore. That is a misnomer. There was a long time, the appeal of New York, hey, come to Madison Avenue, get the deals, get the billboards, you know. Madison Avenue's been mobile for 20 years. You could be anywhere. Dave's up in the Bronx, probably a final call today. What's up, Dave?
Hey, friend. What's going, Brandon? I just had a question, or actually, if you could settle a debate. Me and my partner for the member guest, he's got an old handicap from a couple of years ago, but it's still valid.
Doesn't
record the scores. I mean, what do you think? Is that legit? Can you take a guy like that to a member guest that doesn't?
Okay, let me. First of all, what's he playing to? What's his index?
It's like a 16.
Yeah, you don't want to take him. Like, he stinks. Why would you take him? He's no good. Pass. I'll take him.
Why, you have a low index?
No, Brandon? No, but I'm not. No, but nobody's taking me either.
No, so, but these things are all.
I'm teasing.
You add them with my four. Where, you know, you're actually not. You know, whatever. It goes by.
No, Dave. I'm totally messed. Trust me, I get it. You're getting strokes, and trust me, I understand. I understand that. But now, is he?
I thought you're a golfer, Brandon.
Well, I golf. I golf not very well, but I love the game. Let me ask you this. So. He's about a 16 right now, and he hasn't really updated the handicap in a while. Has he played a lot in the last few years? Has he gotten better or worse, I guess is what I'm saying?
I think so.
You think he's gotten better?
I know so.
Well, then you got a ringer. Then you got to bring him.
He's a 16 at my place. But let me ask you, do you record all your scores?
I don't.
I'm on the gym. I don't. What's the deal?
I don't. You know, just because I don't really play in events because – like a lot of the events at my club are on Saturday mornings, and so, like, I'm going to games, I'm coaching, I'm watching my kids. You know, that's my world, and there's nowhere else I'd rather be. It's the best, and I don't have that forever. You know, I could be a bad golfer for the rest of my life and finish 39th in a tournament, you know. But I would think if he hasn't been recording and he's still around a 16 plus, 16, 17, but he's gotten a little bit better, now you got a ringer. Now that's perfect. No, but I don't record. Not that I never have. I actually think, ironically, I think it says 16.7 on mine at my place. Who the hell knows? I mean, half the time I cheat, half the time whatever. Just getting out there and just playing to have fun, you know? Now I'm playing righty. I have to play lefty for this. And I got it. It's not terrible, but I'm not really recording those scores. I'm just playing when I can. All right. Hey, I'm off tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. Fantastic. What are you going to do? Go to the beach, play golf? No, it's going to pour every day. Yay!